Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right back here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports and for Mac Morey, Drew Nixon. You guys back tonight, or is it just a solo show?
It's both of us, baby. 2 hours. Let's go.
Nice. We're going to lose Mac. He's like, sorry, guys. I got a new job. Your new producer's name is... I think I know what I'm getting Thursday night, by the way.
Well, you looking at the menu already?
Yeah.
All right.
My buddy Robert did a nice thing for somebody today, like we always tell people. He dropped off tacos from San Antonio.
Oh, nice.
Sweet.
All right.
It just says Dusty on the bag. But no.
Do not bring him in here.
Okay. No, I'm not. No onions. They're in a safe space.
Yeah.
But he was like, by the way, Mike, if you're going to Jasper's, you need to get the lobster ravioli.
Oh, the lobster ravioli.
Sold, dude.
The lobster cappuccino is new level as well. It is, I mean, you will like want to bathe in this stuff. The lobster cappuccino at Jasper's is off the chart. And so is the shrimp livernaise. Are you a shrimp fan?
Yes.
Oh, my God. The shrimp livernaise over Minnesota wild rice may be the best thing you'll ever
eat
at Jasper's.
I've never Ubered home due to being too full.
Too full?
Sir, how much you had to drink tonight? Actually, nothing. Lots of carbs.
Lobster cappuccino, baby.
Then he said the tiramisu is like top notch. I'm not
a TS guy, but that's good. Yeah.
Lord. I don't know.
But that's not sweet. So, like you said, you're not a sweets guy. Yeah, but tiramisu is not really sweet. It's more of a, I don't want to say savory, though. Nah, it's just a creamy dessert.
Yeah, it's a coffee-y.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got coffee-y. Them lady fingers in the middle, too. That's what
soaked
they're called.
In something. Amaretto, maybe it is. But yeah. The lobster cappuccino. You'll have one of those. You'll be like, I need another one of
lobster
these.
Lobster cappuccino.
Yep. Just go with it.
Okay. Great movie from Adam Sandler. All right, Mac, take it away.
Oh, yeah, that's happening.
Well, hey, before Matt gets his thing up, let's talk a little Royals baseball because I'm excited, you know.
Gets his thing up?
Before Matt gets it up. I mean, I don't know.
No, you said before Matt gets his thing up.
Did I say that?
I'm excited for Royals baseball.
I am. I am excited because the guy that I want this offseason is now projected to come here to Kansas City.
Juan Soto?
Anthony Santander. Apparently Juan Soto's going to decide today. I saw
he's
going
to go to Boston.
Boston, New York, New York, or LA.
He goes
right?
to Boston. If he goes to Boston
today,
I
saw something on X, formerly Twitter, about
people
that. A lot of people have said that he could end up making a decision today.
I hope he goes to Boston after watching the comeback so bad.
You think he's going to go to Boston?
Yeah, because I forgot that was the comeback was the A-Rod slap, and I was like, oh, that's why I hated A-Rod.
But would you? Because Hosmer asked a good question on Twitter yesterday. Would you rather spend the money on Juan Soto or go after three arms like Corbin Burns, Blake Snell, and somebody else?
Soto.
To me, it's the three arms.
We already have three arms.
Yeah, but I'm just saying in general for a team, you can spend I'm sorry, Dusty. I know how much you like our guys, but I'm taking Blake Snell and Corbin Burns over everybody in the rotation other than Cole Reagans right
Lugo,
now.
Lugo, Waka.
Guys, you're in the bullpen. I'm taking Burns and Snell.
Lugo, Waka, Reagans with Bobby, Sal, Vinny, and Lou, and Soto. Yeah, I know where my heart lies.
You're going to go there? See, I'm
can't
kicking.
Change that much.
Start, pass, or kick, or whatever it is. Yeah. I'm kicking Lugo and walking to the curb, and I'm taking Corbin Burns and Blake Snell every day of the week.
Finalists. How Blake Young? How Blake Snell finish?
He gave up on the end of the year, but I'm still taking him over an aging, Seth Lugo.
How Corbin Burns finish?
They were in the playoffs.
Okay.
Yeah. But and I'm still taking them. Yeah. Okay. I'm still taking them every day of the week, every single day of the week over Lugo and Waka. No questions asked. The other guy that I will take every day of the week is Anthony Santander as well, because he's projected now potentially by SI, you know, and somebody was talking about it, about him coming to the Royals. That's the bat you need right now in that lineup. And he was a Silver Slugger Award winner last night, by the way, along with Bobby and with Salvi. So congratulations. Ooh. But adding another Silver Slugger bat into the lineup, into the outfield, that's exactly what the Royals need. And it should be the only real addition that I think they got to go out there and add this offseason is that bat. Because unless you're going to go out there and add, you know, Tarik Skubal or Blake Snell or somebody like that, I think your rotation's pretty good, obviously. But you still need that bat. And that's why they ended up falling short. They didn't fall short necessarily because of pitching. Couldn't hit at the end. And so give me Anthony Santander. I love that guy. I've been watching him for the last couple of years in Baltimore. That dude just fits the mold here in Kansas City.
I don't think he does.
Who do you want?
I just don't trust him playing in that outfield.
Why?
Because he's not athletic enough to play in the Royals outfield.
I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about
why
the
not?
Bat. Because I think at
but
times,
if you're worried about the bat, then he plays DH, then who do you have to get rid of?
Well,
Vinny Sal.
He can still play in the outfield. I think we focus a lot on defense at times when we don't
team
need
based
to.
On?
I understand that,
and
but you need a bat. You need a bat. Anthony Santander's that bat.
I don't know. I just would rather.
I mean, I think every position technically could be upgraded on this team other than catcher and shortstop right about now. You got to be looking around and finding ways to upgrade because you won 30 more games than you did the year before, and you had a lot of career years.
Yeah.
So you got to say, are they all going to have career years again? Any way you can upgrade third, any way you can upgrade second, any way you can upgrade first into the outfield positions, I'm all for it, man. You got to upgrade. It's what the Chiefs do all the time.
You just keep showing that you're being that team that's going and getting people.
Yeah.
I'm being baseball nerdy by saying I don't trust him in the outfield. I'd love to have him on the team, obviously, but I mean, I'm saying it doesn't like really to me fit the mold of the Royals. But then again, they, you know, went and got Kendrys Morales, which is what that kind of move looks like. You know, Morales was a DH / first base, but didn't really play a whole lot of outfield. Could have, did. But the fact that the Royals are being in discussion of adding to this to stay in the pack.
That's right.
If you see what I did there. But hey, stay in the conversation because last year, look what you did. You were the most aggressive team. You made it the ALDS. You had a Manager of the Year finalist. You had an MVP finalist. You had a Cy Young finalist. You had two guys win a Silver Slugger.
That's exactly right. So keep at it. You got to find ways to get better, man. Always get better. ABC, always getting better.
Wait, what? I'm confused. Go ahead.
It's time for Max Pack.
I kind of want him on the team just because I like that name.
Anthony Santander. It's
Santander.
A great name. He's just a fun player,
they
man.
I used to call him Santander, and then everybody had dyslexia.
That's what I would have said if I said it before.
Santander. Santander. It's like, actually, it's Santander.
Santander.
Yeah.
And with that, we go to our Week 11 Max Pack rankings right before we get into the Bob's Bottom Feeders. I'm ranking these teams based on their legitimacy to actually win it all. This is not just your. This is why the Commanders haven't been in my power rankings, and they kind of showed that last week. The Steelers did end up getting that win. It was a close win. The Commanders, though, still on the edge, though 0-3 versus those top 500 or over 500 teams, but still an honorable mention. Not making the Max Pack. Who will though is the aforementioned Pittsburgh Steelers. This is their first appearance on my Max Pack. They're coming in at number five.
This should have been in the top weeks ago.
Yeah. They're number two on Coward's list, by the way.
That's too high.
He also had Matt Ryan still playing for the Falcons last week. So.
Oh, gosh.
We all make mistakes.
Give me Pittsburgh here. This is a well-rounded team. The offense has come up. They're on the come. Russell Wilson is playing his best football since Seattle by far. And you know, it makes sense because they're kind of built like the Seahawks. They can run the football. They have a fantastic defense. And they have a couple guys who can go up and get deep balls. Like, that was Seattle with a great head coach, Mike Tomlin, Pete Carroll. Like, they're going after the same archetype. And he's digging in that time machine. He's looking pretty good. I like Pittsburgh. Baltimore Ravens, not as well-rounded. They do have the best offense in the league. I got to put them here. Two-time MVP, maybe three-time MVP in Lamar Jackson. They can run the ball on anyone. But, yeah, got to see that defense get better. I'm still putting them at four here just because of that. I think they've earned it. Buffalo at number three. They could go higher after this weekend. We'll see what happens in Orchard Park, another well-rounded team that has, I mean, we just had Sal Capaccio on, sideline reporter for the Buffalo Bills. He kind of mentioned it perfectly. Them, like Kansas City, kind of overachieving, maybe past some expectations, fighting through injuries, fighting back down in games, fighting through turnovers. Buffalo's done it all so far. Number two, Talk about fighting back, man. My God. Sunday night football, 5 interceptions. You're down 3 possessions. It doesn't matter. The Detroit Lions just know how to win football games.
Mm. Oh, wait, hang on a second. You just can't say that because it's not pretty enough and they should be winning 35.
You're right.
It's not about knowing how to win football games, okay? Haven't you watched the national narrative of this stuff?
Well, that must mean my list sucks because my number one team doesn't know how to win football games. That's the Kansas City Chiefs. Oh, wait, that's all they've done.
Right.
They're 9-0, Bob, and I don't know why I keep having to get on After Hours and explain to texters why this team is elite.
Well, don't read the text line. That's your first mistake.
Come on, dude.
My fault. I can't help it. It's ticking me off. This team is amazing, and they're only getting better. We have not seen the best of Kansas City yet. Everyone should be frightened.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. We have not seen the best of the Kansas City Chiefs yet, and I'm good with that. My bottom feeder, because our mid is better than your best.
Well, hold on real quick. Your top five, Pittsburgh.
Yep, Pittsburgh at 5, Baltimore 4, Buffalo 3, Detroit 2, and Kansas City coming in at 1.
How many NFC teams did you have on that?
0. One, Detroit.
That's it. Wow.
That's crazy. Yeah.
And everybody's talking about how washed the AFC is this year.
And again, to give people the thing, those are teams that Mac thinks can actually win the Super Bowl. Not that the best 5 teams are those teams, but those are the best 5 teams that have a chance to win the Super Bowl.
Rams not on your list?
Not yet.
All right, my bottom feeders. These are the 5 teams I just think suck.
Jets,
Giants, easy. Jacksonville coming in. I'm surprised Dougie P still walking the sidelines this late in the week. Like, I figured he'd be gone, but who knows. Jags coming in this week on the list. The Bears are making this list. You fired your second offensive coordinator in less than a year. Clearly, it's not the offensive coordinator that's the problem. In Chicago, it's the bad cell phone for the head coach. And then I got to put the Dallas Cowboys on my list of suckitude this week because now the narrative in Dallas is there's too much sun in the stadium and nobody can see the football, and that's why they're losing.
He said that's their home field advantage,
He did. But and I credit Jerry Jones for saying all this.
What?
Because all the reporters are trying to make it out to be the sun. Like, the reporters in Dallas must be dead from the neck up because they still think their football team is good. And Jerry's like, it ain't the sun.
What?
Stop blaming the sun.
Yeah.
Well, Jerry, the sun. No, the stadium's been here 15 years. Do you know the winner of the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight this weekend will have more wins at Cowboys Stadium this year than the Cowboys?
I don't know, but I'll be watching it. It's a good pride
fight. They haven't won yet this year in Dallas.
Sad.
Now, I don't know, do they get off the schneid against the Giants, or does that thing end in a 0-0 tie? This Thanksgiving, you don't really need to watch football. Lions and Bears, Giants and Cowboys, and then the night game is it's a pillow fight as well.
Yeah, I got in trouble from the text line saying, you don't have to like the Thanksgiving games, but they're meant to have the on for our viewing pleasure.
Yeah, you can watch all you want, but I'm saying the games aren't good this year. They're not meaningful football
pleasure
games.
To watch Dallas play the Giants or whoever the hell they're playing.
That's exactly who it is.
I would rather not.
Thanks for listening, Mike. Yes,
I'm not saying that. That's actually the wrong way to do that, by the way. It is, because I just... Actually, you were wrong in that situation to say thanks for listening, Mike. One, don't ever call me that guy's name again. And two, know when to use it. The other part about it is I did read an article the other day that said that Daniel Jones will no longer play a snap in the New York Giants franchise for Adam Schefter. He thinks that's the case.
Your boy.
Does that mean Drew Locke is going to get the play?
No, I think they're going to go with Tommy Turkey Leg or whatever his name
is. Tommy DeVito.
That's who they want. They want DeVito. They like DeVito. Give him DeVito.
I'm walking in. Yeah, I mean, come on. He does. He's more, I mean... They're not winning games.
He's better than Drew Locke?
Oh, God, no.
So you think the Giants or the Cowboys should tank for Shadur and Deion?
Both.
Yeah, it's a race.
I don't think the Giants are hiring Deion.
I don't think the Giants are hiring a head coach.
No, I don't think they are either.
Dayball keep his job.
They're going to finally give him a quarterback that he wants.
Has anybody ever fired a GM and not the head coach?
Oh, I think so. Yeah.
Because was it this GM that was there?
John Dorsey.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah, that's right. And Pioli.
Was
it Pioli here with Andy?
No. Well, I mean, first day.
And then they left and he brought in Dorsey with him.
Yeah. I mean, they left Pioli in Philadelphia and told him to get a commercial flight home, I think.
You usually think it's, 3 coaches for every GM? So.
Giants, Jets, Jags, Bears, Cowboys.
Okay. Anybody else?
Titans?
Man, nobody cares about
that. Yeah, so irrelevant.
Honestly, I know you know a Titans fan, but That's an irrelevant
Chicago's
team.
Chicago's interesting because Chicago's got some interesting drama. Because I don't know what to think now about Caleb Williams. Because now there's reports that the team went to the coach
Did
and said fire. They said fire the offensive coordinator. But also apparently half the team also said maybe you should let Caleb Williams ride some bench.
Yeah, they want some guy, Tyler Heinicke, I think, is the backup there.
Yeah, Tyler Heinicke, yeah.
Like, if you're going to the team and the head coach and saying, we don't want this guy playing quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
I mean, it's all, like, it's kind of what I foreshadowed with Caleb Williams. I didn't think he was much of a leader coming out of USC, cried in his mom's lap after a loss, and here we are in the NFL, and he's had 9 interceptions in, what, 3 weeks or something?
He got sacked 9 times.
Sacked 9 times, that's what it was.
Last week, and they said that, like, 3 or 4 of them were on him. By the way, going back to our weekly Fesco and Dusty poll question, I am so shocked by this because I don't
think... Oh, my God,
it's nuts.
It's insane.
What's going on? What's
the result? We asked everybody, who's more important for the Chiefs dynasty, Philadelphia Eagles or the Buffalo Bills? 84.1% say Buffalo.
Whoa. Buffalo, yeah.
What?
I think people, and I'm going to be honest with you.
The trade.
Of course, the Mahomes trade, but there's going to be sooner rather than later guys in the NFL that don't know that Andy coached in Philadelphia.
Whoa.
How many years has he been in Kansas City now?
This is 11th year.
It's his 11th year in Kansas City.
And they've won the division 10 straight.
How old is Xavier Worthy?
22,
21 years old?
Yeah, probably 21,
Take
22.
11 years off of that. How old was he when Andy got here to Kansas City? Mm-hmm. Do you think Xavier Worthy at 8 years old knew Andy Reid was the coach of the Philadelphia Eagles?
No.
So we're getting to that stage where you're going to have players in the NFL, and I would say a lot probably in college right now.
21.
21 minus 11 is 10. Do you think Xavier Worthy, like, honest to God, knew that Andy Reid was the head coach of the Eagles when he was 8 or when he was 9? Probably not. So there's going to be guys in this league who never knew that Andy Reid was the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. That's how far away we're getting from that, but that's also how dominating that Andy Reid has been here in Kansas City. We're getting to the point where people don't remember that Andy Reid was the coach of the Eagles. And when you say it, they'll go, oh, yeah, that's right. He was the coach of the Eagles because he started in 1999. What year were you born, Mac?
98.
Damn. Tyson Bagnett is the actual backup.
Tyson Bagent? Secret Bagent Man?
Secret Bagent Man.
Love me some Secret Bagent Man.
So, yeah, it's even worse than whatever you guys
say. Taylor Heinicke?
Yeah.
Whatever. It's worse. I don't believe those rumors. But obviously, I don't believe those rumors.
You don't? They said multiple players have said that about Caleb Williams.
Yeah, I don't believe
There's too much smoke to say to just be like, it's not true.
He stinks. And you got to think about it from their perspective. If you were affecting my money, I'd be inspector's office right now going, get the hell out of here with this guy.
Or are they affecting his money?
Yeah, absolutely. The opportunity to win, to play, you got a limited career. You don't want to play with this loser at quarterback.
My only thing is it the offensive line or is it the system? Because what they did is they supported him with DJ Moore. They drafted Roma Dunze. They got Keenan Allen. They got DeAndre Swift.
Look at all these good points you're making, dude.
Like,
Cole
Kmet's a decent tight end, and it's just like, where's the production?
Yeah. They scored 3 points against
the
Patriots.
I don't know if it's the coaching, the play calling, too many voices in his head. Maybe that's it. But, like, they did say that the 9 sacks, that 3 or 4 of them were on Caleb Williams.
Oh, yeah. It's not just an O-line stat. I went on a whole rant about quarterback discourse, and I was kind of on the opposite side of you guys last night. But I would say that we overrated the supporting cast of the Chicago Bears. One, probably overrated Caleb Williams and underestimated the effect that a bad head coach can have on a young QB.
No, I never did any of that because that's the way it is all the time. If your head coach sucks, your quarterback doesn't stand a chance. And if your quarterback sucks and you're saddled with him as a new head coach like Daboll, you don't stand a chance.
I don't know. I just think that it's interesting to say that, you know, now we say that his talent around him isn't good after 10 weeks in the season. Like, were we all saying that at the beginning of the season?
No, everybody loved the talent around him at the beginning of the year.
It's actually not that bad. And nobody likes Caleb Williams in Chicago.
Go through the names again.
DJ Moore.
Yeah.
Keenan Allen.
Yeah.
Been hurt all the year.
Yep. Not all year. Mostly.
Like 3 or 4 games. Yeah.
You know who else has been hurt? Hollywood Brown, Rashi Rice, Isaiah Pacheco.
That's not what we're talking about.
Look,
that's,
dude, but
that's not what we're talking
about. People were comparing this gentleman to Patrick Mahomes.
That's not his fault.
Yeah.
That's part of the discourse issue.
I will say this. I am not over the Caleb Williams that he can be a quarterback in the league.
But it's got to get fixed quick because they lose their minds like Daniel Jones can't hit an open guy on a flea flicker.
There are three problems with Caleb Williams. One, overhype is a problem. Two, you have to be good in the first 3 weeks of your career. That's another issue.
Yes.
And three, maybe he isn't the guy that we thought he was going to be. And that's okay. Maybe he's not. Maybe he's Kirk Cousins, not Patrick Mahomes. That's the unfairness to quarterbacks in the world. Zach Wilson got drafted because he made a Mahomes throw in a combine, not his fault.
Right.
And when you put that on somebody, it's like, you know, it's like, look at Alex Gordon when he came to the Royals. Like, this is the next George Brett.
Not fair to him.
How'd that work out for Alex Gordon? He was in the minor leagues and learned a new position and then became the guy that he is today.
But that also came from leadership. That also came from coaching. That also came from the ability of the player to go down there and do all this and admit, like, hey, I need to make a change right now. And so,
yeah.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
No, that's fair.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.